It's nighttime in the Music City. A drunk prostitute bleeds to death outside of a Mapco store. A tobacco store owner stops a knife fight in the parking lot. Would you please welcome Bob Dylan?
Thank you kindly. On the show today, the boys are going to discuss the antagonist of the anatomy. The body part that's the same age as your feet and a little older than your teeth. The derriere, buttholes and assholes, otherwise known as sphincters, the old balloon knot, chili hole, the Hershey Highway going my way, the anus, rectum, poop chute, mud shaft, fart funnel, toot hole, crap trap, cum canister. Also known in Argentina as the turd cutter, the log splitter, fart flower, the back door to the old dirt road, bunghole, cornhole, stink eye, brown eye, mud pie. I'll have another slice of that, please, with cherries on top. You can lick 'em, you can stick 'em, suck 'em and fuck 'em. You can punch 'em, headbutt 'em, use your thumb or the ass end of a bowling pin. Wipe 'em, grease 'em, pump 'em and tease 'em. No matter the terminology you use, my advice to you is to sit down and keep your trap shut. So without further ado, I'll hand it over to my good friends, Jerome Easley, Michael Rohrbacher, and Dustin McFinkelstein for another episode of
Musical Chairs.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, the theme of the show is assholes today.
Ooh,
and we
I can smell it already.
Mm. Yeah, what's a stank in here?
Ooh, well, we're probably going to be doing a lot of shit talking, too.
Ooh. a lot of fucking...
What you said.
Real talk. Yeah, we're all high tech now. We all have headphones, and we all have all the mics.
Sound good.
Yeah,
sound real good.
Yeah, it sounds sexy.
It would have sounded a lot better with the doo-wop.
Yeah.
If we would have had these mics.
Yeah, we should have done that doo-wop again.
Mm. I don't know what that means, but my daughter is a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
Mm. I know him, her. But yeah, we're going to talk about assholes today.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes possibly Kanye West, Jack White,
Bono.
And we're going to just talk about them and just kind of, you know,
riff on it. We'll also talk about some new music that's come out this past week.
Yeah.
And some music we've been listening to that maybe not necessarily has been recently released.
Uh-huh.
But we'll go ahead and start with that.
Yeah.
What about that old Jack White? He's running his...
he's fucking...
He's running his damn mouth.
He's been running his dick liquor like he is Kanye West here lately. I mean, what the fuck? And also, he got a new hair. He got his hair done.
He looked like Skrillex.
He looked like Skrillex.
He looked like Skrillex.
He looked like Justin Bieber.
He sure does. He looked like Skrillex and Justin Timberlake had a baby.
Mm-hmm. And they named it Jesse McCartney. Girl, please.
What you said.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He was at Fenway Park and he had a technical mishap with his guitar. Guitar strings
old school, but he probably had some roadie fix his guitar for him.
Yeah. They had to travel back to the 1800s to get the guitar.
Get the right string.
They had to
go back to a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's not a thrift store because they didn't exist.
They had to go to Sears and Roebuck's in 1955 to get his string for him.
Yeah, to get strings for his fucking airliner.
What a bastard.
Yeah. But yeah, his guitar string broke, and then he proceeded to fill that empty space between when his guitar string broke and when they fixed the guitar.
He just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
With a verbal diatribe, diarrhea that was akin to a Kanye West rant. And he said along the lines of, he started bad-mouthing Rolling Stone, which is fine, but at the same time, when his new album, Lazaretto, was released, he was on the cover of Rolling Stone. So I guess now that your album has been out for a few months, you go ahead and shit-talk him. Go ahead, bad mouth Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
But he was talking about how the Foo Fighters apparently have multiple guitarists on stage to play the same thing.
Pat Smear.
Which you guys are more fans of the Foo Fighters than I am, I think. I like the Foo Fighters. I like Dave Grohl.
I like Pat Smear running around in tube socks.
Sandals. And Birkenstocks. He wears lesbian sandals.
I like him with a mustache. But the thing is, I can talk shit on the Foo Fighters, but don't you. No. Don't you talk shit, because...
No, they took it lightheartedly. Like they
always do.
Posted a picture of a monkey playing a guitar, an acoustic guitar,
which is what Jack White is.
Which was in black and white. Too.
Yeah,
and it was an old guitar.
like Jackie's.
He bought that from the Sears Wishbook.
He bought that from the Sears and Roebuck catalog in 1940,
along with some corn.
Wishbook.
Mm-hmm. He also bought a film camera.
Oh.
He don't use no iPhone camera.
He don't have a cell phone. Is that correct? Carry nothing in his pocket.
I think he may have a razor by now, though. Flip phone.
No, he ain't got nothing in his pocket. He don't shave.
I bet he's got a hole in his pocket lining.
No, the only razor he got is the one he shaved with.
Yeah, just the one he shaved the side of his head.
He said it was a joke.
Yeah, of course he did, because he and the Foo Fighters are managed by the same publicist. So that's why they came out and said it was a joke, because Dave Grohl was probably going to whip his ass before it was over.
They all like the joke.
They all like the joke.
That's what was said afterwards. It's all a joke. They all like each other.
We all love each other.
Talked to Dave earlier.
We all grown folk around here.
We're all stroking each other's dicks, and everything's okay. Have a great day, everybody. Welcome to Walmart, you fucking idiot.
Welcome to, welcome.
It sounded like a Kanye West rant, though, didn't it?
He even said, during the rant, he said, this sounds a little Kanye West-esque, which is, I don't like that
He
word.
Covered some Kanye West
he's
songs.
Been, no, he's been wanting to work with Kanye for a long time, and Kanye fucking probably doesn't want anything to do with him.
He might, but Kanye West, I think... given the context of modern music and the state the record industry's in, I know a lot of people dislike Kanye West and they think he's just controversial and he's a devil. He's the devil in disguise.
Yeah.
But I think he's got a genuine artistic merit to his actual music. Mm-hmm. Now, outside of his music and stuff like that, a lot of the things he's done, this past week he had some sort of... rant he had on stage about he wanted everybody to stand up,
all rise for Jesus.
And there was in the first few rows there was a wheelchair bound man who could not stand up.
Yeah,
and it was a World War I veteran, I believe.
He was telling the motherfucker to stand up. Use your motherfucking legs. It don't work.
I guess he didn't see the gigantic wheels on the side of the guy's chair and the wheelchair accessible area of the...
Send a fucking bodyguard down. He was probably going... He probably thought they was in costume as Professor X from the X-Men.
That's right.
Kanye West, you can say what you want to about him, but compare him to other artists. Wouldn't you rather have someone like Kanye who says things that are more interesting? They're not necessarily nice.
I went back and I listened to The Graduation... Was it Graduation Day?
Graduation Day.
And it was
Tom Cruise movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. No.
Born on the 4th of July. Mm.
No, it was like positive lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that when it comes to hip hop.
I think Well, I think his newer albums bleed on the edge of
industrial Christian,
well, not
glam rock,
glam metal. No, I think it's more of a it's a hybrid of music. There's a rap aspect there. There's also, it's very reminiscent to me of early industrial bands or early electronic music.
When he recorded it, he had over 3 hours of material to work he had to cut it down to.
Have you heard the album though?
I've heard most of the pieces.
How much of those 3 hours was actual music though?
Yeah.
As much as I like the album, it's all primal and primitive to me. It's very visceral.
How much of it was
actual music?
None. How much of it did he go back in time and have slaves beating on railroad iron?
He didn't have to do that because Jack White did it for him.
Jack White.
Yeah, I think that was Jack the collaboration White, that he canceled out on, and then he just stole the tapes.
He didn't give him credit for it.
I watched this documentary here recently, and it was on hip-hop music, and Ice-T was going around all these hip-hop moguls.
The guy from the TV show?
Yeah, Law & Order.
Yeah.
He was rolling around, and he interviewed Dr. Dre and Run DMC, and he got to Kanye West, and... Kanye West started freestyling. That was basically his answer to the questions. He started freestyling, and he freestyled for about 5 minutes. And it was impressive. I was a little shocked because I was expecting him to say, you know, something extremely controversial. Instead, he decided to answer the question in freestyle format, and he went on and on and on. And they were
you don't see that in Jeopardy.
No, Alex Trebek wouldn't know what to say. His mustache may fall off.
That is not in the form of a question.
I'm sure. Yeah, 10 minutes later.
Kanye, that wasn't in the form.
But he was impressed. I mean, And he and everything made sense, and you could tell this wasn't something that he had written before. He just he just started laying it down.
Oh yeah, laying it down.
Yeah, he laid it down for
deep in the cut. I think with people like Kanye West and even Jack White, I think there is a genuine. I would prefer to have more artists like them in the world than your typical standard pop pap. Radio friendly bullshit. And let's be honest here, would you rather hear a Kanye West album, Jack White album, or would you rather hear Phillip Phillips and Maroon 5?
Phillip Phillips is sexy though. I really like him.
I love the first act guitar he released.
I think
Maroon 5.
I think with all great artists comes some type of a God complex.
Oh yeah.
And in this day and age, the media and social media especially has a way of pinpointing it, like
drawing out the negativity.
Yeah, they draw it out, and it's so much on display now because you know, Jack White had speakers installed outside of his windows at his house, so he could control the weather.
The weather.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Which is, if that's not a God complex,
is that a God complex, or is he trying to be like a Mega Man villain?
Leaf power.
Yeah.
I'll get you, Gadget. That's Inspector Gadget. But what we're saying is that basically, if it's in the middle of the day and he wants to read a little Johnny Jerkoff a bedtime story, then, you know, let's create rain and thunderstorms so we can sit down and read him whatever vampire novel he wants to read his child.
That was written on an 1800s typewriter.
Yeah.
That was a prototype.
And he can tell.
Yeah.
He can tell what kind of ink is used.
It's authentic.
Uh-huh. It's authentic, and it's dirty.
He doesn't even put ink in the typewriter.
It's dirty blues, and it was written by black people.
Ink was way ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of ahead of its time, the new YouTube album.
Oh, we.
YouTube album. The new YouTube album is really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I, for one, was angry with it, and I didn't want it on my iPhone, and I wanted to know how to delete it, and I didn't know.
Did you get that app?
I sure did after I was explained how to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I Googled how to...
How do I delete the new YouTube album from my iPhone 8? And
seriously, you need a fucking website to tell you how to delete a song? Yeah,
this is the day and age we live in.
Are people retarded? Have you never actually deleted anything?
Everybody autistic iTunes? Running around here.
You're telling me people haven't downloaded Candy Crush and then a week later they're like,
okay. A week later they're feeling guilty because
a week later they haven't bathed in a week. This is my man card.
They
start
to smell bad.
They're sucking dick for coins.
They start to smell gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're like crackheads, you know.
Send me extra life. Come on, man, I suck your dick. Come on, I got these cheeseburgers. I'm gonna suck your dick to some color.
What you say, motherfucker? No, but the U2 album was a big old fat nasty
queef
thing. Yeah, and it was. I mean, it took. They performed at the convention where they announced the iPhone 6, and then in 5 seconds. It was in 500 million or something like that people's iTunes libraries.
I think it's cool.
If it's free, it's cool.
First and foremost, the actual album I think is very good. Mm-hmm. But then I think people blow it out of context how it was released.
We already live in a day and age where this is 1984 by George Orwell.
Exactly.
I mean, we already are there. So why not reap the benefits of a new U2 album?
It's a good album. If you don't like U2, just delete the album. You've deleted other things before.
Yeah.
You're not telling me that Nicki Minaj
deleted my history.
You can't
my porn.
Tell me that you've downloaded a Titty Boy song. And
I love
said,
Titty Boy.
You know what? Titty Boy off his game today. Mm-hmm. So you know how to download or delete your downloads.
You know how to illegally download fucking people's shit.
Yeah, don't you front the
game, baby.
Yeah, nobody fucking buys music anymore.
And Mike, that Nicki Minaj phase you went through.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm sure that's all off your iPhone.
Yeah. Come on now.
It's gone.
She's fucking awesome.
You can't live in a modern age and in a modern society where you have two-sided cameras on your phone that can instantly be accessed by Lord knows who, and everything is sent to an imaginary cloud. So all the midget porn I pull up, and everything like the homeless
the Down syndrome, quadriplegic porn.
Facebook basically released a statement saying that they can access, if you have a Facebook page, they can access your phone microphone. and listen to your conversations, and then send that information to
God bless
advertising.
I hope they send it to Third Man Records.
So
I hope
if,
they
you, if you're to hanging them. Around with your peeps talking about penis enlargement pills, you'll start getting penis enlargement pill advertising on
awesome.
your junk.
That's awesome.
So, and that is a true fact. So everybody that's pissed off and wanting an app to delete the U2 album off your off your phone, that's probably the least of your worries there, asshole.
Well, now
Alex Jones here.
Well, all the
controversy.
Yeah.
They put hydrogen in the water.
Yes.
There's cum in the batter. Don't eat the chicken.
Don't eat the chicken.
Why? I'm putting the cum in the batter.
Well, now that you said that, though, the
cum in the batter.
Every time I get on the Facebook, the tranny surprise ads, and then the
I love the tranny surprise because it's a surprise every time.
Because sometimes I want something different.
Most of my conversations are based on masturbating in the Big Lots parking lot, and then tranny surprise.
And then going into the Goodwill and finding the shirt. That's my favorite thing to do on a Thursday afternoon.
Sock. It's got to be a sock.
They sell whitey tighties in the Goodwill.
I love them. That's gross. The ones that are dirty.
I saw the
dirty ones are the best. Speaking of dirty, Sharon Osbourne. I'm going to use.
Cunt.
I hate.
What a fucking cunt.
A fucking cunt.
A fucking spiraling vortex.
Well, she said about, Bono, she was like, fuck you. You want to save, children in Africa, but you can't even fucking sell an album because nobody wants to buy your shit.
I didn't come up with that idea first, so I'm angry.
Ozzy's back on the liquor, I've got a shit talk.
Ozzy's fucking snorting popsicle sticks and with ants on him and then pissing his pants
Ozzy's
at the Alamo.
Shoving popsicle sticks up into
Jimmy
his pee hole.
Jimmy Iovine, you're a fucking twat, Flat.
He's shaving his chest with a wasp nest.
Sharon! Where's my Vitellus?
Sharon,
where's my Vitellus?
He's a washed up bastard.
Corporate fucking
speaking
sellouts.
Of corporate whores.
Yeah, there you go. There's the fucking. Was that on MTV?
She's so attention starved that she did that. She went off on YouTube for doing this thing, and then the next day she come out and said she was on whatever reality show she was on, and she's lifting her sleeve up and she says, "Look here, I have scars on my wrist. I cut my wrist to keep Ozzy to convince Ozzy to stay with me."
Wow.
Who knows when this was, but she has scars all up and down her wrist where she cut them so that
what you saying?
That's what I think about that.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. So she's attention starved basically. And Bono, this is what tells me that Bono is not attention starved, because he was on a radio interview and they said, they told him what Sharon Osbourne had said about him, and he said his only response was, "I'm glad she took the high road." I mean, which is so Irish, really.
So Bono. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to listen to a couple tracks off
I
that
would
album?
Because like, I was about
and
to say,
review them.
I genuinely really like the album, and I've listened to it several times.
The more I listen to it, the more I like it.
I like it a lot.
It grows on you.
It does.
I think they've incorporated a lot of influences from some of their fellow bands that came out around the same time.
The first song, "The Miracle of Joey Ramone," you know, Bono talked about how when they were in Ireland, the Ramones were the band that, when they first listened to the Ramones, they felt that they could get out of Ireland with the music. So it goes back to that idea and steadily builds. And the lyrics especially go back to the early U2 records and how it is to struggle.
I think it's a genuinely great album. Mm-hmm. And I'm so
even
glad,
though it's corporate.
So glad it was free.
Hey,
but
man.
There's a lot of Depeche Mode. There's a lot of Talking Heads and even some Joy Division. Mm-hmm. Joy Division style bass lines on the album. There's a lot of synth riffs that are reminiscent of Kraftwerk and a lot of bands that I don't think they've incorporated the styles of. Like, for instance, on their last album, No Line on the Horizon, which, according to Sharon Osbourne,
you didn't sell any of your last fucking record.
I don't like that one.
I don't like that record.
But it had some Elvis Costello style songs, Blondie style stuff.
Let's take a listen to a song called Volcano.
Yes,
not too bad.
That sounds so good.
That sounds pleasant.
I like that.
That sounds real pleasant.
Thing is, we don't have the rights to any of this song, so
disclaimer, we can't actually play the
actual
song.
What you hear may not be exactly how it sounds, but it's close.
Yeah, it's close enough. This is another really good song on the album, and this I think was pretty cool because it comes after a song that's kind of loud, and it's got a little ambiance to the beginning. This one's called Sleep Like a Baby Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And if we can play a clip of this, this is really good.
Let's see it.
Kompromisslos, die einzige Macht und alleinige Macht in Deutschland.
Shit.
Sleep like a baby tonight.
Copyright.
That sound good.
God damn.
That sound pleasant.
No, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my favorite song off the album, which I don't know. I don't know the song title, but let's just fucking play it. Let's play it. Let's play a random song and let you whatever.
Oh, we shit.
Yeah.
Lord, I would have mercy.
That sounds real.
That sounds really good. Speaking of new albums, enough about you two, because I think they're probably talking about themselves somewhere.
They got enough money.
Ryan Adams' new album came out this week, which is really good.
I like Ryan Adams.
Really good.
I think he released another one 3 days later.
He did. It's kind of a two-for-one special.
Yeah.
He put out an album called 1984.
Ooh,
wee. Ah, very relevant.
Damn.
Relevant.
What you say?
And his self-titled album. It's self-titled because I read he couldn't think of a song on the album that he wanted to name it after, and he also couldn't think of a title of the record he wanted to name it. So therefore, he named it after himself.
I heard he's completely sober now. No alcohol, nicotine, no caffeine.
No caffeine.
No caffeine. No vagina. Yeah. I think he gave up women.
He gave up women.
He wouldn't give a fleshlight.
Anything that would make his music good.
He even gave up music.
Yeah.
The album is actually just 40 minutes of silence.
He gave up all this stuff, but then in the next line in the interview, he said that he liked to drink a lot of tea and smoke a lot of weed before he wrote. So he's a little contradictive.
Yeah. I gave up everything except for Xanax, cocaine, methamphetamines, marijuana, pot,
and dick.
Beer, and dick.
And
but it's really good. It's a really great album. Karen O also put out an album called Crush Songs. I'm going to have that on our Tumblr site. Reviews for both of those. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a rap duo, Killer Mike and LP.
Ooh,
have an album that's coming out. Their name is Run the Jewels. Ooh. And what's cool about this is they have a Kickstarter, and I'll expand upon this more in the Tumblr. They have a Kickstarter that if it reaches its goal, which all the money is going to go to charity, they're going to put out an edition of the album that's remixed entirely with cat sounds. I like that.
That sound good.
Ronnie, what you been listening to?
I've been listening to a guy named Sturgill Simpson. He's a throwback Thursday. He's a throwback country artist. He sounded a little like outlaw country. Ooh. Little Waylon Jennings.
What's the quote from his song?
Like he has this one song on his he's got two albums out, and the album he released last year has a song called You Can Have the Crown, and the chorus goes something like this. They call me King Turd up here on Shit Mountain, and if you want it, you can have the crown.
Wow.
If that ain't country, you can kiss my ass. And
we say Merry Christmas around here.
If you don't like that, it, you can kiss my fat ass. Yeah.
Kiss my white ass.
Get down.
What's his new album called?
His new album is called Meta Modern Sounds in Country Music, which is a play on like an old Ray Charles album. And he's combining country music with a little psychedelic and a little philosophical thinking. Like he reads a lot of Emerson and Thoreau and things like that. So he's taking these aspects and diving them in. You know what I'm saying? So he's pretty good. And it takes a couple of listens to really get into him. But he's a good artist.
Sounds interesting, Mike. What have you been listening to?
I've been listening to a little bit of Dr. Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dog.
If you guys heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he your primary physician?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doctor. Yeah.
Does he wear a turban?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dog. Is that Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
Sound like it.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
You might want to watch that.
Is that D-A-H-W-G? Yeah.
If he comes at you with a dull, rusty machete, you may want to run out.
I think so.
Out of the room there.
What's the new
Don't Fly With Him?
The new Dr. Dog anyway. Album. What's
Does
that
he
called?
Have a basket with a
the
snake
new Dr.
inside?
Dog album is called B-Side? B-Room? Sorry.
B-Side, B-Room?
Sound like a strip I like, club right there.
Yeah.
Champagne.
No, Be the Void room. Is a very good album. It's got, you know, it's very Beatles-esque.
Yeah.
Fucking it's good.
It's
I like
got a
it.
Good of
the lyrics are pretty clever. It's not like just fucking
the Dr. Dog songs I have heard I like because I think they the lyrics are a little quite
quirky. No,
they're not like funny and sarcastic and really cool intellectual style lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not bad. It's you ought to check them out if you haven't heard them.
Pretty good.
Who do they open up for?
Lumineers.
Who? Lumineers? Yeah, they open up for the fucking Lumineers, which Lumineers had an album.
And when they opened up, what did they talk about?
They make people in wheelchairs stand up?
No, they didn't go on a rant. They just played fucking music.
Okay.
Oh.
And they fucking took care of business.
That sounds boring.
When I want to fucking go to a show, that's all I want to see. But
God when I go damn. See Paul Simon, I want to mean business.
Is Paul Simon? Where is he playing?
I don't know.
He plays Mud Island, and real quick.
Yeah, real
he
quick.
He didn't want to, like, he was playing all of the songs of his new album.
Mm-hmm. Which and, all right, for one thing, his new album and one of the songs he name drops Jay-Z. Paul Simon.
Paul okay. Simon.
That's
another Jack White.
That's off. That's off. Something about that's off. So,
well,
Jerome Easley was on the front row.
Jerome,
because he had won some tickets.
Did you get in the rascal when you went up to the front row?
Of course, I did.
I got the rascal.
My leg was hurting because
we wanted to hear me and Julio.
Yeah, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, that's a great song,
and it's
I like Paul Simon, but he's anytime I want to see Paul Simon, I just go to Starbucks. Because there's a thousand old men who
there's
look
a
like
story
Paul
for the next show we can go into because he's. For Graceland, he stole like fucking every song.
I tell you what, I mean, this is a major asshole that we haven't really delved
this
into.
Is a fucking asshole. So last minute asshole.
Do we want to delve into
this? This is like a fucking booty call.
Do right we want to delve
like
into
late night?
Do we want to delve asshole. Into the biggest asshole on the planet?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go. Why not?
All right. Basically, let's start in Paul Simon '80s. He did an album called Graceland, where he went to Africa. And used a lot of African musicians.
It's a great album.
It is. It's a fantastic album. Yeah. I've always loved Graceland. Come to find out, he used them to further his agenda and to get a big hit album because he was supporting Nelson Mandela in the in Africa, the whole Nelson Mandela thing. He was supportive of Nelson Mandela. And then behind the scenes, he was saying stuff like, you know what? You know, that bastard needs to stay in jail. I'm not really here for that. I'm here for the musical side of it that was going to, push my career. And there's a lot of things from Los Lobos, which is a great band. And he got some members of Los Lobos in, and they basically wrote a lot of the songs on Graceland. And then he,
took credit for
all of it, basically. Wow. He told them that they didn't really have much going on here, so maybe we should part ways. And then he just kept everything. And
damn.
So
you didn't have Fart Jarfunkel to fucking push around.
Yeah.
Did he, did Los Lobos write Call Me Al? Is that Paul
probably?
Simon?
I think so. I think Chevy Chase wrote that. But, another thing, it's a clip on YouTube, and you can watch it, but after him and Garfunkel split up, he's at the Grammys for his third album, and he won Grammy of the Year for that album, or whatever it's called. And he goes up there, and Garfunkel gives him the award, something like that. He gives him the award for Grammy of the Year, and he goes up to accept the award, and he says, "Hey, Art, I thought I told you to stay in the car." You know?
Bitch.
If that's not an asshole.
Trick-ass bitch.
Then... Yeah. I don't really know if I can recognize assholes.
Wow. Yeah, that's
dirty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We should have talked about this earlier.
Yeah, we should
have. Paul Simon was the original.
We're going to pick up. I think we should pick up on Paul Simon. We're going to tell the story about Paul Simon next week. We should
can
talk
tell
about
it right
Paul.
Now.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
All right, so here we are. Flash forward 45 years later. And we're sitting...
post-apocalyptic America.
It's George Orwell is sitting front row for a Paul Simon Cleveland show.
The Tyrell Corporation.
There's this guy. Diamond Dogs. But we're on. There's a couple of guys on the front row. We're sitting there to see Paul Simon at Mud Island Amphitheater. And there's a couple of guys on the front row. And one of the guys is obviously inebriated. And he's maybe 20 feet from Paul. He's pretty close. And he's screaming, Me and Julio. Because that's the song this guy would like to hear.
Was this unnamed gentleman one of in present company?
May have been. So Paul Simon doesn't respond to this individual.
And we're like these guys up to his hobbit dick.
Yeah. And it's like mid-October, and this guy has got like heaters on stage and crap because he doesn't want
to. He needs
everything to be at the right temperature.
Oh yeah.
So he's on stage and after about the fourth or fifth shitty song he was singing, the individual screams out again, "Hey motherfucker, me and Julio, I paid a lot of money to see you," and he responds. Paul Simon steps up to the mic and says, "Not gonna happen."
Wow. And everybody laughed at this guy. Yuppies
and he just completely embarrassed this guy. And he was like, bastard.
Everybody patted that guy on the back. Like, yeah, I'm not going to play a fucking song that's fucking worth listening to.
I'm not going to play one of my seven hits that you may have possibly paid to see me play. Yeah. So he proceeded with the concert. This individual kept his mouth shut for the rest of the concert because he was what we like to call called out by Pauly Simon.
By the main performer.
So he never played it.
He didn't play it.
He never played the
song. What's probably more fucked up than anything is that it was probably like two or three songs ahead.
Probably was, like, and he changed
it. He turned around to his band like James Brown and was like, no. And point at him like,
not if gonna you play happen. That
song, you're gonna give me $50. But then,
not gonna happen
because of the day and age we live in. Three nights later, he proceeded to add the song into his set list. And
cool. Because people just wanted to hear it. Besides fucking like,
yeah, some drunk dude on the front row that it was
Christmas Day. What is the fucking song?
Chicken's gonna crow on Christmas Day.
No, the fucking the song. I don't know the new album that he came out with.
Oh yeah, Eating Turkey in Afghanistan. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's brilliant.
It's it's fantastic.
He didn't have Los Lobos.
Paul Simon is an asshole. Okay, I just want to go on record by saying that he's a bastard. We're gonna put him. We're gonna file him in the same category.
Yeah, he's the originator. Yeah, of the asshole performer.
He may have invented the word asshole.
What is Art Garfunkel doing these days?
Art Garfunkel? He's using autotune.
Yeah.
But anyways,
he's pulling a Ringo.
He's
pretty much
sitting on the front row at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction concerts, cheering on Yusuf Islam with a beret on. and he's blowing him kisses.
This is a freedom fighter. Go ahead.
He's if you go on his website, this is a funny story about Fart Garfunkel. If you go on his website, he has a thing on his website where he has listed out every single book he's read since the summer of 1967.
Damn. He's an asshole, too. Can we go ahead and put him in there?
He's an asshole.
That sounds like an asshole.
We just need to have a segment in the show.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Need to cut this out, we can, because this can go on forever about how much of an asshole
good. Paul Simon is.
Pauly Simon is. I mean,
it was us in the stage and Pauly Simon. I don't know how much of an asshole you have to be to list every fucking book you've read. What does it start out like? The Cat in the Hat.
Apparently he's a good note taker.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
No, it's all like
Reader's Digest, issues number 75.
He read The Hunger Games and
The Blade Runner, The Maze Runner.
I mean, how much like I said, he's obviously a very good note taker.
That's the only thing he's done is a fucking list of books he's read.
Well, he's not making music anymore. And I heard he was like some kind of a teacher or something.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah. I've read a fucking book again. Like a bridge over troubled water. I've read The Hunger Games and more, you know. I read the Twilight Trilogy.
Fuck him. He's an asshole too. Fuck him.
Fuck all these assholes. Anyways, thank you for listening in.
Bob Dylan.
Thank you, Bob Dylan. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Like, it's a pleasure to know you.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening.
Thanks, Jack White. Thanks, Kanye. Mm-hmm.
Kanye.
The many, many assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for all the assholes in the world. Mm-hmm. I would like to take this moment to just say, have a sad come. Mm-hmm. Jess?
I sure will.
And signing off, this is Dustin McFiglestein with
Michael Rohrbacher.
Jerome Easley.
And yes. A quick note, the other day, I was sitting on my porch.
Yeah.
And I grabbed a beer. And fuck her right in the pussy.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Goddamn.
All right, good night, guys.